international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This side. Oh, it's on this side. Here, Joe, I'll wear my shirt for you. Thou may ingest a satchel of Richards.
Otherwise known as...
Eat a bag of dicks, bitch.
There you go. Hello.
Does that meet with your approval, Mr. Brent?
It does.
You like that one? Okay. Yes. And I don't have the thespian, you know, go for the talk, you know. Thou mayest ingest a satchel of Richards. You could do better. You've got a SAG card, but you know, I do my best. I try.
And you try.
Go ahead. You want to do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're ready.
Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for March 27th.
2024.
What day is it, Slimbo?
Hump day, yeah.
Oh, God. That goat's not happy about it.
Nah.
Oops.
I figured you like that.
Oh, oops. My. So then.
It's showtime.
It is showtime. Oh, baby. We, of course, do public service announcements here. We're good stewards of the airways.
We are. We do a lot.
Despite the fact that we have a thespian who's murdered people on film.
On film, yeah. I almost got murdered.
Up there in the corner. You didn't die. You did the killing. I saw it in the movie. You're a murdering heathen.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Oh, wait. So that means... Brent still didn't see because he didn't open it up yet.
I haven't snowed it, though. I can't reach it from here. I did, but it's still sealed.
Tell everybody what the name of the movie is.
The Brooklyn Boys.
You can't tell from his voice, can you?
Why?
It was typecasting.
We're going to make it the Tennessee Titans, you know, from Tennessee.
Italian boys from Brooklyn. Gee, stereotypes there.
That's a stretch, isn't it? Over here.
Anyway, we're going to do a public service announcement. This one is not helpful to us, though. But as good stewards of the airways, we're going to put it up there. If you've been married to or emotionally involved with a radio personality, you may be entitled to compensation. I'm sorry, Slim.
Are we official radio personalities? Because we're like,
when we did Farmville Rant, we were serious. We were almost C-list celebrities then.
Well, no. But I'm saying, are we, because we're not like on an FM station and we're not on a real radio. I mean, we're,
it's 2024. Shit's different.
I call myself a talk jock. That's what I'm a talk jock.
Okay. Well, if you're a talk jock versus a radio personality, you can use that in court to give less to the divine Miss M.
Well, there you go. All right.
But she can still get you.
All right.
But no, it doesn't apply to me. I am immune. I am a legend. A legend is not a personality. So there. But I'm also this.
One looks at me and says, "Do you know that you're an asshole?" "Yeah, I know. I wake up every morning, look myself in the mirror, and go, 'Rise and shine, kid. Let's go see who we can piss off today.'"
I said that every morning.
That is the most accurate reel to describe the start of my day there's ever been. And the answer to the question, who can I piss off today? It's usually Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, now on with the show, which of course will prove that point that I just made.
Mm-hmm.
Rick insisted last week that I use bunnies this week because it's bunnies. Easter on Sunday.
Yes.
Fuck bunnies.
Uncle Tony.
He wanted bunnies. And he Uncle Tony. I don't mess with Uncle Tony. I decided to do my bunnies. Good Samaritan thing. Okay. So what I decided to do for Easter, Rick, I thought you'd be proud of me. I was going to put candy and cash in these little plastic eggs and take them all around the complex, you know, to the, you know, and leave them in people's yards and bushes and around the pool, the public areas.
Bring them to my house. I'll fucking hunt them in my backyard if you're putting cash.
I was going to do this. I've got like 200 ones all ready to go. I'm ready. Okay.
Well, I was hoping for 50s and hundreds, not ones, but all right.
Whatever. No, for kids. I was going to put like three or four in a couple of them, and most of them just one. Yeah, but, you know, look, I'm not that rich. Okay, come on. But, well, what do you see? I ordered the plastic eggs, and this is what I got in the mail from Amazon. Yeah.
That's kind of...
That was way more eggs than I thought, number one. And number two, they don't really look like eggs.
Jesus Christ.
Kind of here's the problem, though. Leave this picture up, Slim.
I will. All right.
I can't do it now at all.
Why?
Well, the neighbor lady was here yesterday with this petition for the HOA thing.
Uh-huh.
And anything against the HOA, I'll listen to. And she came in, and we were talking. And I turned around to do something, and she left, and they weren't on my table anymore.
You kind of acquired the eggs?
I don't think she realized they were
eggs.
Eggs. I wonder what she thought they were. But Rick,
I
don't have a vibrator for her. For this, so.
Rick, just to make sure that you understand that I love you and I do listen to you.
Okay.
I did find a bunny thing.
Okay.
Slim, you've got it, right?
I do.
Yeah, baby bunny. It's a baby bunny. They look like Kung Fu masters, though, don't they?
Kung Fu bunny.
Yeah. It kind of looks like that. What was that turtle movie? Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, but that's not a Ninja Turtle. That's like the Ninja Turtles.
Well, the rat that led the Ninja Turtles, kind of the bunny is just a cuter version.
That is one fucking ugly looking.
Whatever. It is.
It looks like my one dog. The one that's not dead. Should be the way it looks.
It would be funnier if it looked like your dead dog.
Aww.
Slim goes over every week and takes another picture. It's decomposing. Slim, they burned it up.
I know.
You're not going to find
the ashes. I know. I got the ashes.
Rex was a good dog.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Rex.
A little Wuffles puppy.
Rick, you're Catholic. Do that thing. I'm not allowed to do it. I'm only Lutheran.
Yeah. There you go. Chrissy's got
half,
right.
I'm half Catholic.
It looks like a mutant Catholic. Bunny.
Yeah. Mutant teenage bunnies. We could make a new movie.
We could.
I put a meme up today with Diddy running around in a green outfit, and I tagged it. Batman has a new arch villain, the Diddler. And then 2 hours later, I saw somebody else did it with better script. It's like,
of course.
You know, there's no original jokes anymore. I think of this, I'm thinking, oh, this is brilliant, Zippy. Put that out there. The world will laugh at this. It'll get shared 5 million times. No, already 400 people have it up.
Watch the screen, and only you and I will get this, but. Here is an original joke. Boom. Only you and I will understand that.
CM, thank you. Thank you.
And I don't understand that. How come?
Because this is back in the old days of one of the radio shows.
Yeah, Farmville Rant was a huge thing, and they had bags of manure in the game, and you had to get bags of manure to make your crops grow faster. And CM and, you know, tens of thousands of other people listened to that stupid show we did. And there was this guy who was on all the time, and he was always typing a little comment thing telling us how to do the show.
Okay.
Like, we did it straight for like, what, 3-4 weeks?
Yeah. And then we said, fuck this.
I said, fuck this. Slim, can I make it funny? And Slim goes, please. So we made it funny. Okay. Now we still told him about Farmville and we still kept up. Like we made it funny. But this Lloyd guy kept doing this stuff. So basically I decided, since we had so many viewers, I mean, we had shitloads of viewers.
Thousands.
For that stupid Farmville game on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, thousands. Anything that we bitched about between 11 and 12 o'clock at 12:15 was fixed.
Our network was on its third server by the third month. Wow. Because it couldn't handle the number of people listening. But I decided I was gonna rename the bags of manure after this idiot Lloyd, because he's just a bunch of shit. He's a piece of shit. So I renamed the bags of manure Lloyd's. And it was funny, when you go on Facebook and play Farmville, everybody was calling them Lloyd's. We had some reach, didn't we, Slimbo?
Yeah, those were the days. Yeah. Those were definitely days.
Yeah, that's a blast from the past. Thank you, Sam. Of course, there's been big news this week. We're going to touch on a little bit of it now. The Francis Scott Key Bridge, named for the man who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. That's for those of you in Rio Linda or anybody who attended public schools after 2000. Yeah. Was struck by a freight hauler ship and collapsed. In defense of the shipping company, the bridge was probably weakened. We know why.
1:30, container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times, commuting from the state of Delaware in our trainer by car.
So, you know, I know the ship hit it and everything, but you understand, it's a 52-year-old bridge. There's 35,000 vehicles a day going over it, and Lord knows how many trains are passing over this bridge. It's got to take a toll on the structural integrity.
There's no train tracks on the bridge.
There's no train tracks on the bridge?
No.
So Biden's really that self-absorbed, and he had to make this whole thing about him again.
Or he just didn't read his teleprompter, right?
No, he makes everything about him. Mm-hmm. I know. I think the fire victims in Hawaii are still upset that his horrible kitchen fire that almost claimed his cat was comparable to them losing how many thousand people or hundreds of people in an entire town. Jesus God.
Yeah, but you know, there is a ton of, we didn't talk about this on pre-show, but you and I talked about this afternoon. You know, you were going to reach out to me because, you know, you were looking at some conspiracy theories that were popping up on the internet. You know, I'm the first one that's all about conspiracy theories. And I took one look at the video this morning, that morning at 6:30 when I got up. I thought, maybe it could be a cyber attack where they took over the controls of the vehicle. But guess what? You see the explosion happen. You see the lights come back on. You see the smoke. It was obviously an engine failure. There is no conspiracy here, folks. And guess what? All of those flashes you're seeing on the bridge of the explosions that everybody seems to think is bombs going off, like the World Trade Center bombs that, you know, supposedly.
Oh, that idiot woman that's on Hannity all the time. I forget what Laura Logan, I think her name is, something. I don't know. She goes out and breathlessly repeats every conspiracy theory she hits. And she's like right one out of three times. So if you ever question her, she'll point to the time that she was right, you know. But she was out there with this big long thing and people are sharing all over the internet and stuff. Calm the fuck down, people.
Yeah,
calm down.
There's electricity that ran across the bridge. There's light poles. There's transformers. Of course, there's going to be explosions as that shit rips apart and smoke in the air. I mean, a humongous bridge came down. There's no.
What we should be talking about is this the six people that are definitely dead.
Yeah,
and they found three cars in the water, but they think now that those cars probably belong to the workers, not somebody driving across. This wasn't like Oakland. In the 80s when the earthquake went. But you know, it's bad. It's a bad thing. But the other thing I heard about this though is that Pete Buttfudge lowered the budget.
Yes, by 40%
for the Baltimore Harbor, and the harbor boats used to escort any container ship out past the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yes.
And because of the cutbacks, now they only do the biggest ships.
The biggest ships, correct. They will get you out of dock, but then they let you go, and then you actually navigate out. And this is all due to the 40% that was cut out of the transportation budget, thanks to Buttfudge.
Buttfudge.
Juice.
Or booty fudge, juice.
Whatever you want to call them. It is definitely
butt gag.
His fault. So there you go.
He's good at escorting things through openings. He should have left the thing intact.
In a comment I also read, too.
Even I feel bad about going there, don't I?
But even a comment I read from another maritime guy that was big in the shipping industry, he said that with the problems that this ship was having 48 hours before, with no power and this and that and everything else, that boat never even should have left dock.
Should have gotten maintenance first.
He should never even have left the dock.
I did see on the news it had been involved in two other incidents in different parts of the world. One had hit a wall and damaged it, and I forget what happened in the other one. But
yeah, but then I was reading another article where they'd actually asked the shipping transportation people that are in charge of all of this, and they said that the ship did have a couple of incidents, but it wasn't a ship that they had on their radar as a problematic ship.
Yeah, two major accidents in the last 3 years, and it's not problematic.
Well,
you know, and also keeping the budget intact for the harbor. No, we can't use that. We have to use that money for illegal aliens.
Carnivals get more problems than these guys.
Why should we protect the economy of Baltimore Harbor and and all the people that depend on, you know, they ship a lot of hazardous material out of Baltimore through that channel too.
56 containers on that ship.
A bunch of those containers are hazardous material. Mm-hmm. They're going somewhere to be broken down, stored, burned, or whatever. Yep. And nobody can move.
Nope. This is going to put it.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, he did say today it's going to put a strain on our supply chain. It is definitely going.
We call them booty juice.
Booty juice. That's what they were calling them on Twitter.
Well, yeah, that's after you pack the butt fudge, you get the booty juice.
What happens if you say booty juice three times?
Oh boy, I do not want that fucker to appear in my house.
No, because he'll appear with those fake breasts on with the milk in it. And then him and his husband will sit there and feed their adopted baby from their boobs, and they'll sit there and they'll be going. You know, did you guys see that? I mean, he gets the job as transportation secretary. He's not anywhere near qualified for it.
No, fuck
but,
no.
But the liberal media kind of fell in love with him because
they like him.
He talks shit all the time, but he was real smooth at it.
Yes, he's like Obama. He can talk. So
he gets the Department of Transportation. He knows nothing about it. The guy couldn't fix potholes in South Bend, Indiana, where he was mayor. And then he takes the first 2 months off because he and his husband adopted a precious little baby, and they wanted to have their what do you call it? Maternity leave.
Okay,
well, neither one of you fuckers gave birth. You know? And then the first time you see him on air, he's getting a bike out of the back of an Escalade and riding the last block to his office to make it look like he rode his bike in all the way because he's so environmentally friendly. But Fox News caught him taking the bike out of the car and broadcast it. Well, you haven't seen him on the bike again, have you?
Mark makes a really good point here, and this is something I'd like to mention because you and I talked about it this afternoon.
He got them bridges fixed down here, didn't he?
In Florida, he did after there was a collision there on, I think it was the Skyway Bridge or something, one of the bridges that got hit there. They installed these special concrete barriers under the water that if a ship does get too close to the pylons, it actually veers the ship away from the pylons.
Plus after he had the hurricane, he got temporary bridges up to get people back to their homes.
Well, that too. And here's one other thing. One other thing I'd like to say, you know, this is going to take forever to clean up. This is going to take forever to sort out. But if this was Japan, they'd have it done today because I watched those motherfuckers build a bridge.
It's a blue state.
Yeah, it's going to take forever.
It's a bluest of blue states. All their elected officials are blue.
It's going to take forever, folks. So buckle up. Toilet paper is going to be in short demand.
So what was the other thing we had in the news? Well, we had the Trump drama. And I'm going to enjoy telling this story tonight. I just am. The media was doing Jeffrey Toobin's over seasons. You know what Jeffrey Toobin is, right?
JTFO.
The CNN guy was jerking off on a Zoom call with the rest of the CNN people and he got fired. He's banned for life. And a year later, they hired him back.
Is he allowed to use Zoom?
This is the only rule is you have to keep your hands behind your head.
This is how we'd have to do our radio shows from now on. Rick, what are you doing under there?
The whole media was doing Jeffrey Toobin's over seizing Trump's bank accounts and his properties over a non-crime. So the old Phoebe, you know, that guy, you know, this guy. Or no, wait a minute, this guy. I mean, Justice Satchel Richards. That's a hero there. That's a crusader. The old Phoebe tried out this new line he called Trump the Broke Don. comparing him to a mob leader and a broke one. And now that doesn't make sense. Rick, you know Don's, I would assume.
I don't know anything. Nothing. I know nothing.
You know what? I think we have to just leave that one there, Slim. I'm not getting Uncle Tony pissed off.
As a matter of fact,
interrupt my perfectly good Trump story to make him giggle like a little hyena.
Just for that, you don't know nothing, and you don't know nothing. And that's the way it's going to be.
All right. Well, anyway, he's out there calling the broke Don, and the media's all wetting their butt fudges and getting all excited because the appeals court on Monday lowers his bond from $500 million to $175 million. Okay. Hours before button busting Attorney General Letitia James was going to file the papers to grab his stuff. Then
wait, stop before you go to there. I want to ask a question. Why did the appeals court not, since we know this is all bullshit and we know that Letitia James overreached, why didn't the appeals court just throw the whole fucking thing out instead of just lowering the bond?
Well, they want to hear from both sides. Number one, number two, it's all Democrats and they can't just throw it out. And
they can't. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Okay.
Not deep inside and be able to get invited to cocktail parties. You know, they have to have a better reason. They will, but
okay.
But I'm losing audio.
I don't know. We lost them. We can't hear you. No, we can't hear you. You're totally not working. So you kind of just went goodbye.
Did he push a button?
No, I don't think he pushed anything. He just disappeared. I guess I shouldn't have fucked with him.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. You know,
no.
If I could do a musical interlude. Am I
back?
You're back.
Now you're back.
Yeah.
Well, we can hear you.
All right. Am I loud enough?
Well, I think you're coming through on a different audio. I think
you might be coming through the audio on the camera.
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. No, you can't hear me now, right? No.
Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear
me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but your audio is coming through probably with the camera. Yeah, echoey.
Yeah,
you're telling my headset just died.
Probably, because it's on. The audio is like echoey, like it's coming through the camera.
It is coming through the camera. That's the only other thing I've got.
Okay.
All right, well, let me see if I can fix it, boys and girls. Slim, play our musical interlude while I look at this.
All right, here we go. Musical interlude, a little bit early. It is what it is. CGI. It must have been CGI.
Hey, CM, they already did the hamsters. Don't get
started. Is it any better?
No, because you're still coming through your camera. If you go to your settings and restream and change your audio to
the little gear button on the bottom.
Audio.
Click on the gear button, then click on audio, then change the input.
The output.
No, input.
No. It's that audio. Audio input. It should change to whatever your headset's called.
It is. It is on my headset.
Oh, really?
I'm plug it back in, and I'll play the hamsters for a second.
All right. No, you're not gonna play the hamsters.
Yeah, I'm gonna play the hamsters. Just unplug your audio thing and plug it back in. See if that works. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back. You know, while he's trying to figure that out.
Any better?
Oh, perfect. Ah, there you go. You're back. All set. You're ready to go.
It's my HDMI input up top. That's what it is.
Sorry, folks.
This is a good headset. This thing shouldn't go bad. All right, I apologize.
This is what happens when you do what we call a
live show. Live show. Yeah, see, if we were like all them other ass wipes, yeah, and they go out there and you see 18 jump cuts in a 45-minute vidcast, it's because, oh, I didn't do that exactly right. Let me fix it because, you know. It's like,
we just want to have fun.
We're real people. And you guys are real people watching it. So
look at this. See, I'm just thrilled that you put up that hamster video again.
All right. So anyway, this Trump drama thing, right? So we got the broke Don line, and then the bond gets lowered to $175 million. So then, what comes next? Because the media was like, "Oh, he's going to be so drunk, he's going to be so broke." $6 billion IPO of Truth Social. That's an initial public offering. You're welcome, Rio Linda. Trump owns 50-some% of it. His net worth went from a little over $3 billion to $6.4 billion in one day. Yeah, that's billion with a B.
He can't own 50% of it if he's the president. He has
he can't sell it for a couple months either. But this is his money. Based on stock increase at 2 p.m. today, it's up another $700 million. His share of it is. So he's now worth over $7 billion. So he called him the broke Don on Saturday. And by Wednesday morning, he was worth more than twice what he was worth Monday.
Wait, isn't he actually worth more than Elon Musk?
No.
Oh, no? What's Elon worth?
Elon Musk carries around $7 billion on.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't realize. Okay.
No. Elon Musk is number one or number two all the time. He's number one right now. Trump is in the top 500 in the world, though. Oh, okay. So, eat it, media. Yeah. And you know, $7.2 billion that he's now worth this afternoon or tonight kind of makes it 20 to 30 million the Bidens took from China, Russia, Ukraine, and the like look like Trump change. See what I did there? Yeah. Trump change?
That's a callback.
Yeah, there you go. Huh. This is why we win awards, people. Mm-hmm. Not for the audio thing, but Oh, hell, half of you probably were laughing at me getting frustrated anyway. So the broke Don line works about as well as Biden's policies. And it didn't go well for Letitia either. She was as close to exploding as the buttons on her clothes. Mm-hmm. There you go. I'm doing fat broad jokes. Well, she is. So what? How dare a Democrat New York appeals court lower the bond to only $175 million on a totally bullshit made up case? So Monday was a good day for Orange Man Bad. And just to show you how much he owns the media, this was Donnie in response to reporters.
What's your collateral for the bond?
It's the motherfucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
He had an interview with somebody from one of the lamestream networks later on that day, and they asked him about it, and he said, "It will be my honor to put up the money." I mean, he just like take that. He's the world's best troll. I mean, they thought, "Oh, we can break him. We can wreck his campaign. We can wreck his life," and then he does that. That is the troll master. He is the troll master.
Mm-hmm.
Quickie, on Saturday, this happened.
Oh, I was on comments.
There you go. Penn State wrestling. It was their 11th championship in 13 years. I said 12 and 14 last year. It was their 12th overall. They won one back in the 50s. And their 12th in 14 years will be next year. But we had four champions, 2 seconds, 1/3. Carter Starace and Aaron Brooks became only the 6th and 7th wrestlers ever in the history of wrestling to win 4 national championships during their college careers. And here's the picture for the Hodge Trophy. These are the Hodge Trophy finalists. That's the Heisman for wrestling. You might notice that 4 of the 5 are from Penn State. The second guy from the right will win it. That's Aaron Hodge. Aaron Brooks. We'll name him, his middle name will be Hodge after he wins the award. The other big story is Sean Puff Daddy Combs. Details are murky, but they seem salacious as hell. So, of course, we're going to keep an eye on it. But I don't get this meme I keep seeing because Slim put it up. I'll run it out there to the people. See, I'm looking at this. It's do wah pedo pedo dummy pedo do.
That's so close.
And it didn't make any damn sense to me.
Think of an old song. An old doo-wop.
Oh, Diddy.
Uh-huh. And then idiot face in the lower left. He's not smart. He's...
Well, actually, we could do it. We could do a doo-wop, pedo, 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 do. That's actually better.
Yeah.
Actually, you're right. It is.
The sniffer in chief. How ask his daughter how them showers were. Anyway, this week in They Ain't Wrong, we have a little listen. Hmm. The microphone's working, but the tongue isn't. Okay. We have a little history on civics. Go ahead.
I heard there have been conversations about making young Americans pass a civics test in order to vote. And one of the biggest questions on it that apparently no one seems to know the answer to is, what are the three branches of government? And that's easy. Corporations, pedophiles, and the media. Duh.
You're not wrong.
She's not wrong.
No. Jesus Christ, that's fucking nailed it.
That's why it's this week and they ain't wrong.
Wow.
Can you imagine if a kid wrote that on their test?
No, that would be great.
Well, of course, no, you don't have to imagine that because nobody teaches civics anymore, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, they probably would still give them credit. No child left behind.
All right. Well, civics matter, people. Civics lives matter.
And Lloyd's.
Mm-hmm. All right, we did our non-controversial musical interlude. I had to do that as a musical interlude because Uncle Tony told me he liked the last few weeks' ones, and so I had to find another one with Trumpy in it.
It was
the one with him flying in on the eagle, right?
Yeah.
Donuts.
Yep, that's what it was while you were busy trying to figure shit out.
All right. Trump covered me.
Yes, he did.
I appreciate that, Donald. I'll stop pursuing Melania now out of respect. Yeah. Hey, if I'm ever going to break my no married woman rule, that would be the one. I mean, we got to reelect him just to make America hot again.
Yeah, Dr. Jill's got to go.
Oh, man.
And Michelle.
No, I'm tired of first ladies wearing shower curtains for dresses.
Yeah, pan outfits.
Yeah, that too. Hey, baseball starts tomorrow for most teams, not the Phillies. It's already been postponed. But I've got a baseball meme. I thought it would be fun. If umpires could fight back, it might be something like this. Umpire's getting bitched at during the inning. Between innings, he goes over to the people yelling at him. You paid $12 for a beer? You're an idiot. Looks at another guy. You're still working on a hot dog? My granny eats faster than that. You see some woman with a guy who's yelling at him. You go out with him? Are you blind? You know, it's not the funniest meme in the world, but the premise is damn good. The umpires should be able to go back and yell at the assholes that yell at them.
It would be fun.
Now, see, I can yell at them, but I'm just looking at a big screen TV thing on my Major League Baseball app. And I'm looking at the little box, and I'm looking at the pitch come in, and it's nowhere in the box, and the guy's going, strike! And then I look on my little app, and I see who the umpire is, and I go,
Angel Hernandez.
Yeah, it's him.
It's Angel Hernandez.
Yeah, there's about four of them. He was graded the worst last year, though.
He is the worst.
Okay, we got another picture here for you. Now I know you're wondering what the hell this is. No, this is not one of the people we found in the swamp in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. No, this is an alien. And this is the look on the alien's face when they show up and they tell us they're going to capture our leaders and take over the world. And we all offer to help. That's an alien. What the fuck?
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I mean,
unfortunately, his natural look is what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wish I could do a side by side, but I can't.
Yeah, no, but see, the alien, you can tell the alien is just curious as what the hell we're doing. He's curious as to whether or not that fart was wet.
I just shit myself. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, because right after that, he starts sniffing and there's no children around, so you know what it is.
There's a musical literally should be I thought I farted, but I shit.
Anyway, we're going to do stupid criminals tonight, but I first want to bring you a clever criminal. This is important. This is very enlightening. And Rick, you're an animal lover. You got to pay attention to this. Watch closely.
Okay.
Here's our clever criminal of the week.
Ah! Oh, 你实在是很无聊诶。 这样也行。
See, it's obviously an illegal alien flying squirrel.
That was good.
Yeah, because, you know, it committed a crime and then it pretended it was the victim.
That was cute. I like
or just a Democrat. Somebody asked me what I'm drinking. This is pretend iced coffee. And I will have you know that I put it in a different container when I make it because this is metal and it won't get cold fast enough.
And this is real coffee in a real big ass mug.
But I got out of the freezer today before I had to use a ice chunker on it. Yay! Oh, so anyway, but you know, when Rick's creepy crawlies bite someone's finger off, they aren't that cute afterwards.
They ain't gonna bite no finger off.
You have dangerous, dangerous animals.
They're not dangerous. It's not gonna kill you, it's gonna hurt.
You have seven what, Rick?
Tarantulas.
And a tarantula bites you, what's it do?
It's not going to kill you.
Will hurt.
It's not venomous enough, but it has two.
Oh, not venomous enough, Slim. I feel so much better.
I mean, it would be like a bee sting probably, but they have 2 half-inch fangs. It's going to hurt.
2 half-inch fangs.
Yes, it's going to hurt.
And then, but there's no, like, the venom's not going to do nothing to you? It's just going to hurt?
For tarantulas, not really, no. I mean,
not really.
All right, so
it's put it this way: it's not going to kill you.
All right, so listen, time out.
It's not
we were going to announce this at the end of the show, but I'm going to announce it early. We're taking next week off because I have some personal matters to attend to. But on the following week, if you're able to join us, I would like you to bring your tarantula on the show, and I'd like you to let the fucker bite you.
Boy, I said it's going to hurt. Damn it!
Can we not do this, Mr. Zip?
You can do it fine. I can sit here like this.
We need you to bring your tarantula on. We want to.
It's not going to hurt. No, it's going to hurt. I'll tell you, I can't even send them through the internet to make them bite you. Right. Unless you wait for the next reptile show where I do get the snake and I'll bring the snake on there.
All right. Okay.
We're going to do our stupid criminal of the week here.
Okay.
We see crime all the time from illegals. So the flying squirrel was the cute illegal.
We're gonna keep seeing more.
Biden allows all these in and he pays them to be here. And I think it's just horrible thing. But when common sense is trumped by slavish devotion to a sick policy, it just pisses me off. We've got a clip here of Governor Maura Healey of Massachusetts. This is her commenting to the news people on the rape of a 15-year-old girl by one Corey Alvarez, an illegal, who are both staying on your dime at a Comfort Inn in Massachusetts. Please watch.
Process falls far short.
And to be able to say honestly that you're truly vetting anyone, I think is dishonest.
The governor says Alvarez came to Massachusetts through a federal program.
This is also an individual who came in lawfully under the federal government through a federal program. You know, it speaks somewhat to the issue that states are having to deal with now in terms of the mass numbers coming across the borders.
We asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that, you know, from time to time, things will happen.
But Representative DeCoste.
No, bitch. First of all, they didn't come in through a federally approved program. Biden just let them the fuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There is no vetting on these people. We all know that. If there was vetting on these people, he would turn around half of them and send them back immediately. But no, they just want the numbers up. And for her to stand there and tell the news media over the rape, and granted she's gay and it doesn't matter, but this is a 15-year-old woman, 15 years old. She's, you know, she's flowered. She's a woman. She got raped against her will by another illegal alien. And she goes, unfortunately, things will happen. No, they wouldn't. If you didn't let him in there, if you didn't give him free room and board at a goddamn Comfort Inn, it's probably the same Comfort Inn that they took away from the parents of the at the Army Navy game. Remember they played that in Massachusetts in December, and I was bitching because all their reservations to stay overnight to watch their sons play
got canceled
for America got canceled because Massachusetts was giving them to illegal aliens. No. Stupid criminal of the week isn't Corey Alvarez. Stupid criminal of the week is Governor Healey and all the rest of the people who enable this crap. Things will happen. Jesus Christ. And here's another note that should piss everyone off like it does me. Every single Democrat in the Senate voted last week to not deport illegals convicted of a serious crime. Every single one. Whose side are they on?
Not ours.
It sure as hell ain't ours. If you vote for any of these people, you deserve what the hell you get. You really do. I got a video response. I was going to make a further response myself, but the Grady Judd of the Senate did this little commercial clip the other day, and I thought this is apropos. Senator Kennedy.
Cops just because of the cops? The next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Common sense is not hard to understand. The reason people laugh at that stuff is because it's shocking to hear somebody use common sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a bone to pick with Kennedy on a couple of things, but all in all, he's, you know, if 100% was my favorite senator, he'd still be in the mid 80s. So no matter how much anyone hates Trumpy, if you don't hate America, you can't possibly allow this to ascend to higher office. Go ahead.
Fortunate and blessed to, during the course of being vice president, have many situations where it becomes clear to me that there are, you know, people of every age and gender, by the way, who see something about being the first that lets them know they don't need to be limited by other people's limited understanding of who can do what.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Another Asian and gender.
Of every age and gender.
Asian. She said Asian. She can't. She drinks so much, even when she's trying to say one sentence that would make sense, she still screws it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, Slim, you want her as president?
No, I don't want her as anything.
I don't want her as a trash man. She's a trash person.
She's terrible.
But you're not trying to take her away from Dougie Emhoff, her husband?
No.
That's a real name, Kamala Emhoff.
I don't want to know.
Kamala M. Stupid. All right. Well, if you thought that was bad, that word salad was bad, well, hold her beer. We got another one.
Oh, no.
All right. Oops. I got to explain this to people who don't know. Okay. Kamala always likes to act like she's jiggy with it. You know, remember she was listening to Tupac smoking doobies in college when Tupac was like in high school. He hadn't even put out a record yet. Tupac. I don't know. I don't smoke anymore. Leave me alone. But she's always, oh, wow. I'm one of the people. Yeah. Okay. This is in Puerto Rico. The song they are singing was very, very against her and her administration, making fun of her. Okay.
She had no clue.
And the lady with the black hair explained it to her. And she's like, listening,
Oh, ooh, I'm a dumbass. She had one of these looks on her face at the end.
No, well, I've got her real face at the end. Go ahead, show it.
Yeah, we do.
Rick gets a friend of yours on the left.
Yeah, he was the best one that ever was.
He is?
I'm totally, totally the best.
Tell the people who he is. You're an actor, you know.
Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero. And who's the one on the right?
Cesar Romero.
Neezer Romero.
Yeah.
Neezer.
Yeah, that's how she got ahead in life.
Yeah.
She was a Neezer, K-N-E-E.
Yeah. One for you.
Yeah. So what happens when you have a strong man who actually understands the markets and the way things work versus installing a weak man who only understands graft and plagiarism? I've got a picture here. I've never gone over this before, but I thought I'd lay a little knowledge on you tonight, just, you know, in case you're laughing too much. Go ahead, son. Mortgage rates, when Obama left, they were 4.1%, which is, you know, not bad, especially right now. Everybody would be thrilled. But the Fed held the prime rate at zero for almost Obama's entire presidency to help him because of Obamacare and its inflationary impact on the economy. They didn't want him to look bad because the Feds are a bunch of liberals too. Trumpy comes in. They raised interest rates 7 times in his first 2 years. And the interest rate, because he knows how to run an economy, came down from a decent 4.1%. With interest rates going up like a point and a half, he brought it down to 2.8. 32% down. And that's against the Fed move. So it's even more tremendous. If you take it, you know, if you take the impact of the Fed moves, 32% doesn't even justify what he did. Mm. Biden comes in, he's got 2.8. Right now it's 6.6. It's been as high as 7.2. Right now it's 139 points up. So if you can't buy a house right now because the payment is too high because of the interest rates, that's who you blame. Although I will tell you that I got some good advice from a money guy that Dave, what's his name? He's on TV. I forget the hell his name, but he's a smart guy. He said, if you want a house, buy the house. Marry the house. Date the interest rate. Because of the interest rate, once the interest rate comes down, you can refinance and get a lower payment. But once the interest rates start coming down, the price of the house is going to go up anyway. Mm. What's his name? Dave?
I don't know.
Oh, total brain fart. I'm sorry, people. That's what happens when my sound goes out. My brain, you know, I got to blame it on something. Nope. That's people begging for the hamsters. They don't care about what I'm teaching.
They all want the hamsters.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not the only one.
All right. But that alone, you know, the mortgage rate thing, you know, take away the illegals and the crime and all that alone is enough reason to throw this sumbitch out. So let's do This Week in Misogyny again, because, you know, you weirdos tell me you like this stuff. God love you. Mm. My kind of weirdos. Let's start with a reel. This is a funny way to debate pronouns, and it does fit the segment. Go ahead, Slimbo.
Okay, male or female?
Neither. They, them.
What?
That's their pronoun?
Okay, so how many were there?
Oh my God, one, you idiot. They're non-binary.
So does non-binary have a hole or a pole? You just need to clarify. We're having pronoun trouble again.
Has it got a hole or a pole?
Oh, shit.
Now, those guys laughing down the bottom who originally ran that, that's Andrew Tate and his brother. Andrew Tate is sort of the Julian Assange of this decade. And the guy speaks truth a lot of time, but he does it in a way that offends the left.
And aren't they in jail right now?
Oh, they arrested him in England for some speech thing from 10 years ago. And they were trying to hang some sexual thing on him from 10 years ago too. And they don't have any witnesses, but they keep trying. I don't know if he's guilty or he's not guilty, but he is a big hero to a lot of young men because he teaches them, get off your ass and don't be a pussy. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. But anyway, hey, I've got a couple of for the ladies this week. But before we do the ladies ones, I got one more for the guys. Here it is. Rick, you're the thespian. Do this.
Yeah, all right.
You're on your deathbed.
That day I'm dying.
promise me that if I die, you will marry Charlie.
But you hate him.
That's why I want him to suffer.
Ta-da! If we don't get a friggin' third award for that alone, I don't know what's going on, Slim.
You should.
All right. Now for the ladies, and you're welcome in advance. Of course, this woman obviously doesn't listen to the show because she would have understood this already, but it is a fair question. I've been hearing a lot about bleaching your asshole. Do you just dump the bleach over his head, or do you make him drink it? Ladies, the ladies like that when they're grinning. All right. I'm fairly certain this one, though, will be the ladies' favorite, even over the bleaching your asshole. This is what happens when he can't afford Viagra. Don't complain. It works with cars.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not trying it.
Fuck no. Man.
Don't be dunking them poor boys, honey.
I'd have to. No, I'm not going there.
Go ahead. What?
No, definitely not going there.
No, he ain't doing it.
I have a very sophisticated joke.
Oh God! Okay.
Well, let's bling
out. You guys handle a sophisticated joke?
Maybe right. We'll see.
No, I was at the casino the other night with a friend of mine. He's a younger guy, and we saw this beautiful woman. I mean, you know, she looked like a model or a Tampa Bay Bucks cheerleader or something like that. Not the boy cheer ones, the hot ones. She was young. She was gorgeous. Very sexy dress on. Mm. He wanted to meet her. And, you know, I'm just playing as a wingman, so I just follow along. We walked up to her. He said, "Hi, I'm Justin. What's your name? What do you do?" She turned around. She gave a little smirk and he said, "Hi, I'm Tammy. I'm a brain surgeon here in Tampa." Now, I'm just observing, okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's, you know, sexist of me, misogynistic of me, or what. But I was absolutely blown away, this gorgeous woman there. And she turned around and said, "I'm a brain surgeon here in Tampa." I was really, really impressed. Because, I mean, how many women can actually pull off sarcasm?
And there goes all our
women. And the cards and letters start coming in.
Send them to Brent at slim.com.
No, well, it ain't going nowhere. So go ahead, send away to slim.com who you want.
All right. Well, climate and abortion. That's all you're going to hear besides personal attacks for the next 7 months.
Pretty much.
We ran this thing a few years ago, but we didn't have the video with it. And I'd like to put the climate change bullshit to rest, at least with our audience. Slim, could you do that for us?
Sure.
When our ocean level rises.
Now you're full of shit. Sit down.
Fuck you.
Shut up and sit down. If the water on the planet is going to rise up 10 feet, the southern part of the United States is gone. England is gone. Most of Europe is gone. I'm jealous of the Vice President, Gore. I am jealous he came up with a scam before I did. Because the financial institutions, the banks of this world, know it's not gonna happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a goddamn loan in London. You know those 30, 40-year mortgages? The world will be over by then. It's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
It is. But that's all you're gonna be hearing. Because people don't know what that man said. Mm-hmm. But if you're a thinking person, you'd understand if the seas were rising, you think Obama would have bought a $12 million palatial estate in Nantucket, right close to the water?
No.
I'll bet you he didn't have any problems getting insurance on it either.
Probably not.
No. I mean, that guy's, he's right. I mean, is climate changing? Of course climate's changing. Climate's changed since the earth was made.
We're just, it's a pattern.
It's always
changing. We're just in a pattern and we'll go back to a colder pattern. And we'll
be honest with you, if it warms up a little bit, that's actually better because it's easier to grow food and there's less death from climate because cold kills way more people than warmth. Yeah. Okay.
This is true.
So shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And when you hear this stuff, when you hear them, think back to this little segment. Make an argument back to these people. Tell them they're full of Lloyd. Mm-hmm. There you go, CM. I threw it in for you. All right. All right, border story. This is a quick one, but you guys all saw this video. It was on the news. Even the lamestream media showed this one because it was just, you know, shocking video. All these illegals cutting through the razor wire and throwing it away and stuff and charging the Texas border, Texas National Guard. Mm-hmm. I forget what gate number it was at. But there's like 100 of them. There's like 5 National Guards guy there. And they just shoved past them and ran up to the gate where the Customs Border Patrol is there. And the Customs Border Patrol, of course, they work for Obama, for Biden. Well, Obama. Freudian slip there. I'm actually right.
Unfortunately,
they all work for Obama. And they opened the gate and let them in. These guys committed a crime crossing the border. One, they committed another crime when they touched the National Guard. All right. So everybody saw that video. So we're not going to show you the video. It's nasty. It went viral, as they say. Isn't that what the young whippersnappers say, Slim?
Viral. Yep.
It went viral. Viral. You know, when Rick and I were young, viral was something that kept you home from school.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we've got a picture here. This is how Biden decided to protect the National Guard and the Customs and Border Patrol people from this happening again. All right. Now, I know you can't read it on your screens, on your phone, or you can go do this thingy with it.
Maybe, yeah.
But basically, this is a sign that they put up, Customs Border Patrol put up that spot. And it's not telling National Guard to use deadly force if they're assaulted again. It's not telling Customs Border Patrol to beat these bitches and put them in prison. No. What it is, it's a members of the media is the top line up there. Mm. They're not talking to the people guarding the border. They're not talking to the invaders of the border. They're talking to the people who took the pictures. They basically told the media, get the fuck out. Okay. This is how Biden protects himself from that stuff being on TV again. Because it'll happen again. But if they don't have any pictures, you know, it's like, if nobody's there, there's a bear shit in the woods. You know.
No.
If a tree falls, does anybody hear it?
No. You better still put the chainsaw away.
If a man's in the woods and he's wrong, I forget that one. We're always wrong, so just
it doesn't matter.
I'm not going to go there. Yeah, aren't we always wrong, Slim?
No, we are always wrong. Just men in general, not.
Yeah, we
not,
had that meme last week.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy said, "Honey, you're right," and she goes, "I didn't say anything yet. I'm just saving time."
That's right.
All right, memes of the week, Slimbo. We got a show meme, right?
We got a show meme. Here you go.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Trump winning the 2016 election, we would have no idea how corrupt our government is. You think Elon Musk would have ever bought Truth or bought X? No, he bought X because he was tired of the bullshit. And the bullshit's still happening, but at least we can fight back now. But we wouldn't have known about any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No. Good on you, Orange Man, bad with the funny hair. What else you got?
We'll give you yours next.
Mine? Ah. Oh, this is my personal idea. How come the little picture thing from my phone always shows up in my memes, doesn't it? That's all right. Not a big deal. If liberal politicians treat us this bad when we're armed to the teeth, just imagine what they'd be willing to do if they could take away our guns. You know, George Orwell, before we do another one, George Orwell said, I get this quote right. He said that to corrupt us, all they have is lies and force. And when we figure out the lies, force is all that's left. Boy, that's a bummer to end the show on. Jesus, God, what, Zippy, what'd you shut up?
All right. I'll do mine next. Ship's captain waking up after hearing the loud crash.
He's a handsome man.
He sure fucking is. I hope his balls don't fall out. Jesus.
Is he wearing a diaper?
Lost audio.
Who knows? All right, here's Rick's.
Lost audio.
No, you're here. I hear you.
No, we hear you.
I can't hear you guys right now, but I always said that on the side. If this is a pair of scissors, then what the fuck is this?
I like it.
He's beating us to death with logic. So we're two out of three tonight. And maybe the NSA is back to listening to us again.
Hey guys, look, it's unconnected.
Ah,
Now it works.
Well, at least you pulled out in time.
Yes, I did.
Before you, she owed you $3,500.
God damn it.
I don't want the $3,500. See, you still can't hear us?
Oh, there's, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, he can hear us now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take out his $3,500.
Evidently, I pulled out without knowing.
All right, make... If you... Never mind. I was going to say hamsters. Slim was going to explain what's happening next week, but he already did. No show next week.
Yeah, no show next week. Sorry, folks.
Which means on March the 10th, you're going to be actually screwed because I'm going to have 2 weeks worth of crap to throw
at you. April 10th. Isn't it April 10th?
April 10th. What did I say? March?
Yes.
I'm getting old. Leave me alone. I'm not ingesting a satchel of Richards.
Well, I was just trying to make sure I didn't just put the wrong thing in. Because,
all right, before I do my clothes, make the audience happy, Slim.
Yeah, oh, you want me to make the audience happy? Hold on, I got to switch to the other. Here we go.
I like that little white one. That little white one's playing jump rope with the brown one. That's pretty cool.
If you are on TikTok, there is a whole TikTok live you can watch.
Oh, now I'm getting questioned by the audience that I'm getting old.
I'm not going there.
Tell them, Carol.
I know it took me this many years to look this good. And now I can't do much about it. Anyway, look, we're going to close tonight. This is my reel of the week, okay? It's a comedian who was just heckled for a joke. He'd absolutely had enough. Now, being a comedian, and Rick's done stand-up, he knows. This guy probably had thought this through before, and he kind of had probably most of this in his head. I would have. Rick would have, right, Rick? Mm-hmm. You always had comebacks, right, when you're doing it. But planned or not, stream of consciousness or not, this was brilliant. So in closing, we're going to say like our post, share, because it pisses off Facebook. And like I said, our biggest page is on suspension until how long, Slim?
I think
November
December 11th.
Seriously?
No, yeah.
We're effed. We need people to share. We really do. Our biggest page is in jail. So thanks to everybody for being here. This last bit is how to deal with the offended left. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Not you silly liberal fruitcakes. I came out here, I wanted to tell some jokes. Let's do some reality checks here. You have any idea, sir, how pathetic it must be to be you? These people wanted to come out and have a good time, hear a few jokes, some thoughtful discussion, but your head pops off the pillow in the morning with, oh, how can I be a professional victim today? Let me go in and screw with their act just because, oh my God, your parents didn't tell you that your opinion wasn't worth that much. Look, they're confused. They're confused. You know why? Because I'm not your gender studies professor who has to cater to your trigger warning, microaggression, safe space bullshit. And there's no such thing as bad chicks. Guess what? If you think...